This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday defended free speech and the right to protest Thursday while condemning those who would break the law to do so. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
As police have cracked down on campus demonstrations across the country, shutting down encampments or trying to, and making hundreds of arrests, Biden, speaking from the White House Thursday, said two fundamental American principles, the right to free speech and the rule of law, are being put to the test, and both must be upheld. He said it is not a moment for political points. It is a moment for clarity.
So let me be clear. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest.
Biden said none of the protests have persuaded him to change his policies towards Israel. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hamas will send a delegation to Cairo to keep up ceasefire talks. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
The proposed truce would free hostages held by Hamas in exchange for a halt to the fighting and the delivery of much-needed food, medicine and water into Gaza. Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released as part of the deal. A new UN report out today states that to fully rebuild Gaza from today would take another 16 years. The results of the report make clear how high the stakes are for a deal. Hamas has insisted it won't sign on to the deal without assurances that if it eventually releases all its hostages, Israel will end its onslaught in Gaza and pull its troops out of the territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
NATO countries say they are deeply concerned by a campaign of hybrid activities on the military alliance's soil they attribute to Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday in a message on social media platform X that actions including disinformation, sabotage, acts of violence, and cyber and electronic interference, quote, will not deter us from supporting Ukraine. This is VOA News. Days after a new prime minister is announced, gangs in Haiti launch fresh attacks. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Gangs in Haiti laid siege to several neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince, burning homes and exchanging gunfire with police for hours as hundreds fled the violence early Thursday, one of the biggest attacks since Haiti's new prime minister was announced. The violence erupted in neighborhoods located southwest of the main international airport, which has remained closed for nearly 2 months. As new leaders take charge in the country amid squabbling, Haitians are demanding that they prioritize their safety, as gangs remain more powerful and better armed than Haiti's national police. I'm Norman Hall.
For the past 52 years, the United Methodist Church has officially declared, quote, the practice of homosexuality incompatible with Christian teaching. But that has ended now that the church delegates removed the phrase from their official social teachings at their Legislative General Conference in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina. The action comes a day after delegates removed a ban on LGBTQ plus clergy. The delegates have replaced the denomination's non-binding social principles with a new document. It defines marriage as a covenant between, quote, two people of faith without limiting it to a man and a woman. After a 2023 fire season that saw unprecedented wildfires sweep through Greece, officials say they have stepped up their preparations as another summer approaches. But some experts warn it may be too little, too late to avoid another deadly season. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Under a $2.25 billion plan, Greece has tendered more than 1,000 fire engines and seven DHC-515 firefighting aircraft, with plans to install sensors to detect smoke. 700 additional forest rangers have been hired this year. Crews have cleared 29,000 acres of forest since 2022, and another 17,000 acres will be completed by the end of May, the Environment Ministry said. But five firefighters and three experts say this isn't enough. The cleared forests make up only a tiny fraction of the nearly 18.5 million acres of Greek woodland. And some of the tendered trucks and aircraft will not be delivered for years.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. A rebel group alleged links to Rwanda this week seized Rubaya, a mining town in eastern Congo known for producing a key mineral used in smartphones, the group said in a statement. In a statement shared with the Associated Press, a spokesperson for the M23 rebel group said the town was, quote, liberated. The decades-long conflict in eastern Congo has produced one of the world's worst humanitarian crises, with over 100 armed groups fighting for control of the mineral-rich area near the border with Rwanda. Many groups are accused of carrying out mass killings, rapes, and other human rights violations. The violence has displaced about 7 million people, many beyond the reach of aid. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.